I'm pretty bad with lyrics. Like, I'm not a prolific lyric writer. Like, we signed a new management thing, and that kind of made the record come out faster, because if it was up to me, I was like, I need another month to write this lyric, you know? So when we did the basic tracks, I didn't even have the lyrics, you know?
Christian Gibbs may sound casual about his songwriting process, but the music of his band, Lucinda Black Bear, is a finely crafted, very thought-out mesh of indie rock, punk country, and maybe a little cabaret or Broadway. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The band Lucinda Black Bear might only have two albums, but lead singer and songwriter Christian Gibbs has been active in music for a while. In the early 90s, he played lead guitar in Modern English. And since then, the New York City mainstay has been working on several projects, solo albums, the duo The Droves, and any number of sideman gigs. A couple of years ago, he found himself with a few songs that really needed strings, and thus Lucinda Black Bear was born. The quintet's latest album is called Knives, and the Brooklyn-based band recently came in to talk with FUV's Elisa Ali about their beginnings and their songs.
Christian, I understand that the idea for this band was, you know, conceived in your mind. You wanted to sort of go in a different direction than you had been going before. You were in a bunch of different bands before, right?
Yeah. The past projects that I was involved in were kind of alternative, you know, dark kind of country, Tom Waits meets the Beatles, kind of weird stuff, you know. And there's always a lot of diversity in those projects, but I kind of wanted a more focused project, you know, and I always imagined strings, and it just happened that we all met each other kind of simultaneously, as I had some songs in my back pocket that didn't fit in my other projects.
Shut me down, shut me up, I don't care which way, I just want to be with you when it comes December. Hey man, there's a Jesus freak, he's coming my way. No, that's just the dude from the band, can't remember. No, no, no. I've seen the carnage of these online remains. I can't be focused on the importance before me. Yeah, I'm a scattered thinker, I got chemical feet. Maybe I'm ADD, but no one's yet told me.
I'm pretty bad with lyrics. Like,
are you?
I'm not a prolific lyric writer. Like, they always come last for me. So it's kind of why we signed, like, you know, we signed a new management thing, and I kind of made the record come out faster, because if it was up to me, I was like, I need another month to write this lyric, you know. So the lyrics came last, you know, and actually when we did the basic tracks, I didn't even have the lyrics, you know.
Wow.
And so once I finished the lyrics, like, sometimes I'll do the vocals and I'll, like, just do the lyrics off the top of my head, you know.
That's and interesting.
It's half and half. Some songs the lyrics are there, and some songs they need a lot of, like, cut and pasting, and you know, you just look at what's on the newspaper and take a line out of it or something.
I cross T's, cross them in my hand Bible. Sweet on the stories of Cain.
That was Hand Bible and the title track from the album Knives, a live performance from Lucinda Black Bear. Take 5 produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.